Bonjour, ladies. Welcome to lesson 3 of this week's module, Clarity. Today, we are going to look at your decisions and how to create clarity in your decisions. Now, this lesson is a follow-up of lesson 1 and 2, so please do yourself a favor and complete those lessons before, because otherwise things we say here will make much less sense. Right, decisions. Decisions are a part of everyday life. It's really your decisions, much more than outer circumstances, that will keep you away or bring you into your ideal life, your ideal home, and which will keep you there or not. When you think about it, it's quite mind-boggling how many decisions we have to make, even on the most ordinary of days. I mean, heck, every email is a decision. Delete it, read it. Act upon it, answer it, delete it then, archive it. See what I mean? So it's no wonder that at times we are tired of decision making. And there's actually a term for this. It's called decision fatigue. Decision fatigue, in a nutshell, means that the more decisions we have to make, the more tired we get of making them, which ultimately results in either avoiding decisions altogether, or it will lead to poor decision-making, where we are more vulnerable to manipulation, and in sales, they are using that. For example, you go to a supermarket, and unless you have a very clear list, you know, like butter, flour, sugar, and you know exactly where things are, and you just zoom through the aisles and get your things in and out you are, which is not what's happening always, right? So usually what happens in the supermarket that you have to take many, 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 many decisions, and by the end you arrive at the cash register, you are very likely in a state of decision fatigue. And this is why the overpriced candy bars are placed right there at the cash register. Right. Given the vital importance that decisions have on your life, it's obvious that we're going to do what it takes to have your home support you and improve your decision making. And hopefully lesson number 1 and 2 already gave you a taste of that. Now, where decisions become really interesting is when we have to make decisions that are going to lead us into a new direction, a new place in the country of the unknown, where it becomes a bit more uncomfortable. And there, the vision that you have for your ideal life, for your ideal home, what you saw, and much more importantly, how you felt, will really be invaluable. Let's have a closer look, shall we? Decision fatigue is a real thing. The more decisions you have to make, the greater are the chances to end up in decision fatigue or to make poor decisions or no decisions at all in situations where the right decision would be crucial. So one thing to do is to limit the decisions you have to take on a daily basis, so that you save your decision-making for when it really matters. Now, clutter, for example, is constantly screaming at you to make a decision about it. And it really tires out your decision-making muscle in no time. And that's one of the reasons why clutter is so mentally and emotionally exhausting. So the more a place is streamlined, that's what we have been doing since we started this module, and especially in lesson 2, the more it reflects your ideal home. And the easier it will make your decision as to what to do in the place, correspondingly what to do in and with your life. Okay? If your place reflects your best self and what is most important for you, it then mirrors and showcases your best decisions. And then it will guide you into that direction, into more good decisions. What else? When your home is filled with things you love, and you love the reasons for having them, with things that you would have even if you were already 100% arrived in your ideal life, in your ideal home, or with things that really are clearly helping you to get there, then you can completely step into your responsibility of having them in your life. And what I mean by that is that you own them. And you own them in the deepest sense of the term, not just materially. And when you own what's going on in your outer world, well, guess the effect it has on your inner world. Because what you ultimately want to happen is that you want to own your decisions. That is how you're stepping into your power, not the kind of power, but into your true power, where your decisions come from who you are and who you want to be. Owning something, a decision or anything else for that matter, there's a great tool for practicing that, and that is your body. What does your body tell you? And that brings me to our practical exercise for today. Please think about a decision you have to make or you want to make. It would be preferable if you don't start with a huge thing like, shall I have a baby or shall I get married or shall I change my job or something like that. Start with something smaller, okay? We're practicing here. Now think of your decision and now connect again to how you felt during your ideal day in your ideal life. And now go back to the exercise of lesson two where we were lesson one, where we were sorting through things, and go to the pile of the things that you keep. Maybe you have already put them away. Just try to find a couple of the things that you want to keep. Look at them and become aware of how they make you feel in your body. Most probably there will be a feeling of lightness, maybe of warmth, of expansion, of something that feels right. And now think of your decision. You have the choice probably between two or more options. Which one does bring similar feelings in your body of expansion, of lightness, of warmth, of joy? Did you get an answer? Did you become clearer in your decision? If so, great. But sometimes it takes a little bit more to come to the right decision. If you can, one way would be to postpone your decision a little bit and to continue to create clarity in your home, as what we did with lesson one and lesson two. By practicing clarity in your home, by bringing more clarity in your home, you are sharpening your decision-making abilities in your life. And you would not be the first one for whom suddenly the question of whether or not to buy a new car or to have a cat becomes clear after clearing out the tool shed. But if you have to take a decision, to make a decision right now, and there's no time, then this is what I would invite you to do. Become aware of how you feel in your body. Connect to how you feel in your ideal life, and then make your decision then and there and just go for it. There is anyway no guarantee for you to get it right 100% of the time. That's just how life is. But the more you practice connecting to and living from your ideal life, the more it'll happen. Fear of decision-making will not get you there. And even a not-so-great decision is always better than no decision at all, because at least you will have made a step forward and owned it. And when you are making the right decisions in your home over and over and over again, Your life will get it, and sooner than you might think. Right, this was it for Module 2 on Clarity. Have fun practicing. Do share your questions, your finds, and your pictures in the group. Have a very beautiful weekend. And I'll see you next week on Monday, where we are going to step into confidence. Au revoir, my dear ladies.